Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Live from Liverpool, The Dark Paranormal, Season 19. Hello everyone, and welcome back to The Dark Paranormal, Season 19, Episode 2. And firstly, thank you for the huge amount of feedback and conversation that has taken place regarding our first episode with Kelly. Fortunately, Kelly is one of our Patreons, so there is on that thread under that episode a full-length comment and discussion and debate, theories being thrown around, and Kelly is an active part of that, which is amazing to read these different ideas from our wonderful Patreon community. But it's not just the Patreon community at all that make the show, so thank you to everyone who reached out about the sound that we heard in the pre-episode before the debut episode of Season 19. Well, we all heard that strange sound from Sondra. We have been inundated with suggestions on what that sound may be. Now, obviously, that was an episode of Dark Bites that only goes out to Patreons, but because of that sound, I did want to expose it to a wider audience, and therefore, hoping we would receive more ideas on what the sound could be. And indeed, as was shared with our Patreons last week, we received a plethora of emails all suggesting what this sound might be, and we've had many of them repeated, such as fax machine, sewing machine, but one that we haven't had, and one that to me is spookily similar, is a teletype machine, which is sent in to us from a man called Dan, who remembers it vividly and immediately recognized it as the sound of a teletype machine from an airport where his father used to work. He can only hypothesize the reason Sondra is picking that up, that echo, is that either a government official who needed one of these machines in the house was sort of being replayed, at least the sound was, or maybe someone who worked for the Associated Press. But obviously, he or anyone else cannot explain why this sound would be being replayed several decades later when the equipment is no longer there. And just so that you can hear what our Patreons heard, I'm going to show you both sounds back to back, and do let me know what you think. The first sound, obviously, is Sondra's, and the second is Dan's. Now, it must be said, Dan's audio was taken direct from YouTube, which is the link he sent, whereas Sondra's was taken from her mobile phone, so there is an obvious difference in sound quality. But for me, I think there's a pretty solid argument this could be the case. But do let me know what you think. Contact at thedarkparanormal.com. But thank you to everyone who reached out. It's now my favourite thing about doing this show, Dark Bites, the minisodes, Dark Realms, is the communication, the discussion, the debates, we're now having about why these things may be taking place. I didn't expect it to take place. I thought it would just be a storytelling podcast. And in truth, it seems to be turning into much more. And I am both fascinated from an outsider looking in and humbled by the insider being part of it. So thank you guys sincerely, because this journey just seems to be getting better and better. And also, of course, apologies for no video for Dark Realms last week. That has been sorted, and there will be one for this week, guaranteed. Even if I have to film it myself with a mobile phone, I will make sure you get a video. But of course, right now, I need to say a huge thank you to our new wonderful team members over at Patreon. Now, when you sign up to our Patreon, not only do you receive early ad-free access to all three shows on the main feed, you also gain access to not only a new unheard episode of Dark Bites full of listener stories, which, as I say, is released every week, every Sunday of the year, 52 weeks a year, irrelevant if there's a break in seasons or not. And you can also gain access to the entire back catalogue, over 100 hours of those Dark Bites episodes. Simply head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. Just like the following wonderful new team members have: Lexus Williams, Victoria Bush, Jennifer Wenzel, Carrie, Reek, Sarah Foster, Myron Owens, Wen Senior, Sherry Herring, Pumpkin Queen, Angela Lim, Alpha Diddle, Niall, Alex, Faith Torres, Victoria Rodriguez, Lisa Ann, Sarah, Coyote James, Truth, Tricia S, and Missy O. Thank you so much, guys, for supporting the show. It allows everyone to enjoy the dark paranormal. And as I've said many times, we've built a wonderful community of like-minded paranormal enthusiasts just like you. So if you're tired of paranormal groups where there are hierarchies and people telling you they're better than you or know more than you, and you think no one can know more than anyone in this subject, it's all subjective, this could be the place for you. Just go over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. But right now, it's time to lower those lights. Make yourself comfortable, and of course, leave your disbelief at the door, as we hear all about Not All Are Welcome. Hi, Kevin. I've listened to the show for the last 2 years now, and I've debated sending in my paranormal experiences, trying to decide if they're dark enough to submit. But after hearing some of your latest episodes and hearing more about grief heightening paranormal encounters and being in the presence of family members who have passed on, I decided to send my encounters in. I do apologize if this story seems all over the place. I don't consider myself a writer, and I have a hard time getting my thoughts and memories into a coherent recollection of my encounters. I also do not want to give my experiences a title. I will leave that to you if it does get chosen to be read out. I feel that if I gave it a title, it would take away from what I felt when these things happened. It would make it more of a story than what I experienced. If my encounters do make the cut to be shared, I would love to hear your opinions. I've included real names and fake names in case this is indeed read out. So, to give my experience some context, I went through a lot through the ages of 12 to 15. Five of my family members died in this time frame. In addition to this, my parents also got divorced. I debated adding this part in, as I was unsure how people would perceive it. I'm not looking for pity, and I do know that I'm not the only person in the world this has happened to, but I wanted to add some context to the paranormal encounters I've had. I don't know if a combination of the grief and the changes I was going through had anything to do with this, but after years of thinking about it, I think it does. My name is Maria, and I'm from upstate New York, in the United States. I did not grow up religious, but things like Ouija boards, tarot cards, and many other paranormal items were present in the house. So my family clearly believed in the paranormal, light and dark. As with both, I've had plenty of experiences. Still, I do consider myself to be skeptical, and I try to explain away a lot of the things I experience. These experiences are the ones I've turned over for years in my mind. The ones I just could not explain away. I grew up in a very small town, in a house on 40 acres of land, so we really had no neighbours. Our house was not old. In fact, my dad himself had built it about 15 years before I was born. It was certainly no mansion, but it was a decently sized home. 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, and a fully furnished basement. When building this house, my father recalls many experiences that he simply cannot explain. All the woodwork was original, handmade by him. The house was built in the winter, so he would stay in the bones of the now finished basement, crafting the extra details of the house. One thing about my dad is that he always loved music. So, naturally, he would sit and craft his home down to the smallest details with the radio playing. He told me, years after we moved out of the house, this is, and I was grown up enough to hear, that very often he would get pushed whilst working. Power tools in the basement would turn on when he was nowhere near them. And worst of all, he would hear his name get whispered in his ear.
Peter.
So clearly he could hear it above the music. This got so bad he had to stop working on things for the house somewhere else and then bring the finished items back to the house to install them during the daytime. And he would never go alone. I did ask him what he thought these spirits might be, and he said he had no clue. It couldn't have been the house, as he built the house. And the land where it sat, well, that used to just be woods. But it must have been the land itself. Growing up in that house, I had quite a number of experiences. The first I can remember was when I was maybe 6 or 7 years old. My family was holding a Christmas party at our house, and there was about 20 or 30 people there. The layout of the house is important for the story. It may seem like stupid details to add, but believe me, it's relevant. I did attach some of the pictures to this email, even though the house has changed since we moved out. So, the front door opens to a staircase. One that if you went up, it would lead to a landing, with my parents' room on the left and mine and my brother's room on the right. There was a hallway at the bottom of the stairs, which led to the kitchen, which led to the living room, and then the orange room, as we called it. Just a big multi-purpose room. Through the house, there were these big skylights and many big windows. Being a 6-year-old, I would wander around the house to find people to bother and maybe some things to get into. I remember once being called by a voice. A voice I did not recognise. It told me to look up. I did, and in the skylight above me was the face of an old woman. I could make her out clearly. And if I had any type of art skills, I could still recreate what I saw to this day. Even though this experience is now 15 years old. This woman was so pale, like white paper pale. And she was so thin that her cheekbones stuck out of her face. Her eyes were the blackest things I'd ever seen. But I didn't feel any fear. I even remember giggling and pointing. When I finally got someone to show them this funny woman in the skylight, she was gone. The party resumed and it was forgotten about. But her face lingered with me. I did not, and still do not, know who that woman was. If she was a family member or attached to the land our house was on. In the summer after the Christmas party, my dad had built me a playhouse in the front lawn. There were hayfields surrounding our yard, and outside of those hayfields, well, that's where the woods began. He'd built the playset off to the side of the house where our lawn met one of those fields. I loved that playhouse. I would sit for hours watching my grandpa and dad harvest hay on their big tractors from the top of my playhouse. Like I say, our house was in the country, so there wasn't much to do besides play outside. Toward the end of the summer, I was outside, alone, sliding down the slide, swinging on the swings, basically being a kid. When, suddenly, I felt that calling again. From a voice, again, I did not recognize. This time, however, it was not the same voice. My stomach dropped, and I felt like I needed to run inside as fast as I could. I was terrified, but I couldn't say why. I slid down the slide and I looked towards the tree line. And there stood the biggest man I'd ever seen. His arms to his sides, just staring at me. He was so tall, so muscular. He had a large hide covering him, and his facial hair was dark and long. I froze in fear. The man did not move an inch, his eyes burning holes right through me. I felt as if he was calling to me, trying to get me to come into the woods. We stared at each other for what felt like hours, and while I tried so hard to look away, it felt that if I did, and I started to run back to the house to tell someone, he would catch up to me, and he would drag me into those woods with him. But I had to risk it and run. So without taking my eyes off this man, I ran as fast as I could back to the house. My stomach was in my throat, and I felt tears running down my face as I ran. Finally, I made it to my door, swung it open, and practically dived inside. I was screaming for anybody to come and check. I was certain he was a killer, and the house was under attack. My mother came running over to me, then checked outside. Nothing. I don't know if she believed me or not, but she did realize that I was the most terrified she'd ever seen me. Years went by in that house, and I experienced many more paranormal encounters. Yet, never the same spirit visited me twice. They were all different. My whole family experienced little things, but they never saw full-bodied apparitions like I had. I could write pages and pages of the things I experienced when I was small, but I mostly want to tell this story, to share about the experiences I had when I lost some of the most special people in my life, and how my grief brought spirits back into my life. Let's have a quick break to ask you a personal question. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare. You would not believe the amount of things that can mess with our hormones. Even nature likes to put us through hormonal changes, premenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you're meant to suffer through it. And the good news is, you don't have to suffer through it anymore because we now have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with only herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone-supporting supplement, it's become a phenomenon. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony sells every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their over 30,000 plus reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code DARKPARANORMAL at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code DARKPARANORMAL for 15% off today.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
I shared the two previous experiences to try and explain, even just to myself, that I've had a connection to things that are, let's say, not of our world, for my entire life. My parents got divorced and, due to some issues in the family that I did not yet understand, I found myself moving out of that house, away from my father and brother, and into my recently deceased grandma's home. I must now introduce you to my brother, Tyler. I cannot go on with this story without explaining to you just how much he meant to me. He still does mean everything to me. He was the most caring person I've ever met. He would do anything if asked, even for his worst enemy. I spent my entire childhood with my brother, playing video games together, and obviously having the odd quarrel or two as siblings do. Sadly, my brother got into drugs and overdosed when I was 12. It was an awful thing to go through. There are no words that could describe how much this impacted me. I fell into a deep depression from the grief of losing him. The day we found out he'd overdosed, we drove to the house I grew up in, and I remember standing in the yard and saying goodbye to him. When I did, the wind picked up so much it almost knocked me down. I consider that my sign from him that he is always with me. It's hard for me to recollect everything that's happened with the correct timescale. Everything seems to blend together when something like this happens to a person. So I apologize if these parts seem either short or disorganized. But as I'm writing, I'm remembering different things. For example, I would see a shadow figure behind me everywhere I was after my brother died, specifically over my left shoulder. The day that he passed away, I was in the living room of my mother's house on a recliner. I was staring blankly at the TV, trying to wrap my mind around the day's events, and I felt a presence, like I was being watched. I didn't feel scared, but my body did feel as if it was light. I even remember thinking that if I moved too fast, I'd shoot out of the chair and into the wall. I stayed still, but I moved my head slowly to the right, then to the left, and that's when I saw it for the first time. A black figure standing over my shoulder. But again, I was not afraid. In fact, after I saw it, I felt peace. I turned my head forward, then left again, and it was gone. And in its wake, the sadness returned. After he passed away, I was not told much information because I was so young. I wasn't told that he'd even overdosed, or where in the house he died. I spent a lot of time alone. I never really had anybody to talk to about these things. I lived with my mother, and she consoled my sister. My dad was on his own dealing with all this, and I was just kind of left alone to be ignored. I think this left me susceptible to seeing those things I did. A few days after he died, when I was finally able to get some sleep, I had an awful dream. I was trapped on my parents' bed, in their room in our old home. I couldn't move, and when I looked up, a crowd of faceless people were all staring at me. They were all dressed in black, their skin pale white. Where their faces were supposed to be, looked like their pale white skin had been stretched from their chest over their heads. I had this same dream every night, and I finally decided I needed to tell someone about it. The next time I saw Dad, I told him the exact dream, every detail of the faceless people, and what room the dream took place in. My dad then told me my brother died in that room, on that bed. Was this something he was trying to tell me? Was he wanting to let me know about his death since nobody told me any information? If so, it was a really effed up way of doing so. But I do think he wanted to tell me himself. My brother had a funny way of letting me know that he was with me. I had the job of cleaning out our house in the country after he died. My father decided to sell it. Of course, I helped, being 12, but my mum was inconsolable. So I was left to do the majority of it by myself. And the house felt different. It felt to me as if it wasn't even the same house. Not the house I'd had so many good childhood memories in. The whole time I was in that house, I felt watched. I felt eyes from all angles searing into my skin. It was unbearable to be there for too long, and I had to take many breaks outside to breathe, or I'd have a panic attack. On the first day of cleaning, I didn't see anything, but I did feel many things all at once. Every second I was in that house felt like an eternity. The second day we went to clean, I finally made it to my parents' bedroom. When I opened that door, I felt a dark, heavy feeling wash over me. Dread, pity, all and any bad feelings seemed to entwine into one and wash over me. As soon as I looked at the bed, I saw the absolute mess of papers, clothes, other items all over. It looked like a tornado had been through the room, but no one else had been in there in the time between my mum and I leaving and coming back. And I knew my dad would not leave a mess like this for me to clean up, especially as he hadn't been back to the house. Not since the day he found my dead brother. I even called him to confirm it wasn't him, and no one else had a key. The feeling in that room was so overwhelming, I can't even comprehend it now. All I could think was that the faceless people from my dreams were stalking in the dark corners, waiting to strike when I let my guard down. All of my brother's papers were on top of the items strewn about, almost as if he was telling me what was important and what to save. I have to now thank him for how much he helped me through that. But at the time, it was scary. I was uncertain about life itself. That house made me feel like it should have been me that died instead of him. I fell into a really dark place for most of my teen years. Since I was going through a very dark time, I went through a very rebellious phase in the years following his death. Mostly, I would go to cemeteries with my friends to drink. Why we chose a cemetery to do this, I still have no clue. And I realize it's very disrespectful when I look back. But this is when I was introduced to a spirit I call the Witch Lady. The first time I saw her, I was just getting done hanging out with my ex-boyfriend and some friends at the cemetery. I went to my dad's house because I knew I couldn't face my mother coming home drunk, and I knew my dad would be asleep. I was laying in bed, drifting off. All of a sudden, I felt that same feeling. The one I did with the man at the tree line. My stomach felt like it had leapt off a building. My whole body tingled. I felt like I was on fire. My mind shouted I needed to run, but the only thing I could move were my eyes. I opened them, and there she was, inches from my face. Her hair was white and stringy, and it covered most of her face, but from what I could make out, she was pale, wrinkly. She genuinely looked as if she was 100 years old. Her eyes were dark, but not completely black. They reflected light, to the point I thought I could see myself in them. For what felt like hours, I locked my eyes with hers, just like the man I saw in the tree line. Suddenly, she disappeared, and I could move again. I ran out of that room, breathing heavily and still trying to understand what had just took place. I continued to see that woman almost every night. Different scenarios every time. In some, she would be chasing me through the woods. I would reach a clearing and it would open up into my old house. I would run inside and be drawn to my parents' room. When I'd get there, the door would be pitch black. And when I walked in the room, I would wake up with this feeling of dread and fear. I just know I picked this woman up from the cemetery. The one I spent far too much time in as a teenager. And even today, even though not as frequent, I still have those dreams. While I was dealing with the death of my brother, my uncle suddenly died from a heart attack. My uncle was severely autistic, and he was the only light left in the family gatherings. He was happy all the time. And I really did think of him as a pure white light. Nothing could ever upset him. The night he died, I was on a walk with one of my friends. We were wandering around the streets of the town he lived in, being obnoxious teenagers and just having a good time. We rounded a corner, and we both watched as a pure white ball of light slowly crossed the street right in front of us. It filled me with warmth. I felt nothing but happiness. We thought it was a person with a police intensity flashlight. That's just how bright this light was. But we looked everywhere for the person holding it, and there was no one there. This was midnight, on a weeknight, in the middle of summer. All the houses around were dark. We finished our walk, but when we got back to my mother's home, she was sat on the front steps waiting. I noticed she was crying. She brought me inside, sat me down, and told me that my uncle was just found dead. I knew immediately what me and my friend had seen was him, manifesting into this white light, just as I perceived him as a person. Now I'm 21 years old. I live on my own now, and I still have things happen to me to let me know people are around. My brother messes with my boyfriend. He hides his things on him. When I ask for them back, he will return them, just in different places. I feel better about these things now that I can understand them, and know that most things that happen won't harm me. I'm thankful to have only seen the witch lady very rarely. I'm also thankful to have been able to see the things I have, and therefore to be able to believe in something after our life here on Earth. I meditate and surround myself and my family with light through prayer and meditation now. These spirits may never go away, but I'm learning to deal with them, and I'm still skeptical about things I see. But I know there is dark and light things that live beyond us. Regards, Maria. Well, Maria, firstly, thank you for your submission. Thank you for giving us episode number 2 of season 19. And I offer both mine and I'm sure our whole listenership's condolences for the losses you faced, particularly your brother. I can't even begin to imagine how someone who is in their early teens would process anything like that, let alone anything paranormal. The fact you've done both is testament to your character. If we look at two more things from your experiences, one seems to describe what would be an atypical old hag syndrome. Quite literally, the 100-year-old lady, as you put it, sitting on your chest, you're unable to move anything but your eyes. That's textbook old hag syndrome. But when you put it in context with everything you placed prior in your email, I genuinely don't believe that's what it was. You state you believe it was someone that you've brought back from the cemetery. Now, you may well have done so if you have some sort of psychic gift, and as is often quoted, people with psychic gifts can be like a beacon of light to spirits when they see them. But I don't even know whether that's the case, or whether this woman is something completely separate from both situations. And that's not just because I also had a misspent youth drinking around cemeteries. I'm thinking more along the lines of why she would chase you in dreams into your house to the bedroom where your brother was found. And of course, I'm not trying to say that this didn't take place. What I'm trying to say is I struggle to see how she would have that knowledge of what happened to your brother to torment you in dreams. And, of course, one theory which isn't discussed there is the possibility that it was the woman you saw as a child in the skylight. Not only does she fit the description, but she also would have been there throughout your life and therefore known the situation regarding your brother. And I appreciate you say I could recreate what I saw that day. But there's a world of difference between someone being inches from your face and X amount of meters up in the air looking through a skylight. But this is the very essence of why we all love the paranormal. Because you may well be right, this could be a spirit you've dragged home accidentally from the cemetery. None of us truly know. And always be afraid of those who say they do. And with that, a huge thank you to Maria, a huge thank you to all of you for tuning in once more, and I'll speak to you again next week for episode 3 of season 19. And until then, stay safe and remember, when you're discussing the paranormal, always try and leave some of your disbelief at the door. And I'll see you next time, right here on The Dark Paranormal.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.